there and welcome to episode number 11 of eBooks for Fashion podcast. So, today's episode is about how to fund your fashion business. But before starting this new episode, I just want to introduce myself a little bit. If you don't know me, I'm Maristella and I'm a fashion business coach for eBooks for Fashion and also a jewelry designer for Made in Art Jewelry. I started this podcast because I really wanted to create a platform that could help to start or to grow your fashion business. So if you are a fashion entrepreneur and you want to start or you want to grow your fashion business, you are in the right place because every week I will record an episode about tips and tricks to start or to grow your fashion business. And today's episode is all about finding funds or find how to finance your fashion business. So let's dive in. So how to fund your fashion business? This is a very common question that I received almost every single day from fashion entrepreneurs like you. And they always ask me, how can I start a fashion business? Or how can I grow my existing fashion business? But I don't have enough money to do it. So most of the time is all about starting a fashion business. Because, you know, if you started like me, I started with basically few savings on my side. I didn't have a big capital to start my jewelry business. Actually, it was a women's wear collection at the beginning in 2006. And I used only my personal savings and my daily job income. That's how I started my business. So I know that most of you don't have a big capital to start. That's why I wanted to write this blog post, but also to record this episode to how to start your fashion business and how to get funds for your fashion business. So basically, if you want to start your fashion business and you don't know how to get funds, so this episode is really for you. So let's start with the 6 ways to fund your fashion business. The first way is about self-financing. What does it mean, self-financing? It means that if you have money on your side, this is the easiest way about how to fund your fashion business. This is when you use your own money, usually savings, to finance your startup or your existing fashion business. But honestly, pay really a strong attention because it can be a very risky option. For example, if you learn my experience, if you hear from my experience, I started in 2006, my fashion company Made in Art, and I used my personal savings. And all the money I was earning from my teaching daily job in Italian fashion academies, I put in the business. But things went wrong, so I became in debt of more than $50,000. I almost lost all my personal savings. That's why I'm telling you to be very, very careful to how you use your self-finance, how you put your money, your own money into the business. Because the risk could be that if your business is not going the right way, you lose your money, your personal savings, and it will be more very, very stressful. So you can deal with lots of stress. So be careful when you start with the self-financing. But it's the easiest way because you don't have to ask money to anybody. You are your own investor. Then a second option can be asking to family and friends. This is something that I really don't like to do it, honestly. It's one of the most common way to ask for people believing you to support you. So you can ask to your family and to your friends to support you. But unless you are very comfortable with this option, please consider all the pros and cons because your relationship with them can be risky. That's why I really don't like it, because I really don't like to mix business with friendship, with my family. I want to put on different sides to put away one from the other. So if you are comfortable, you can go with this option, but be careful again. I just want you to give all these options, then you can take what works best for you. But my suggestion is to be very careful because then you can compromise your relationship with your family or your friends. Then there is a third option. It's an option that it's maybe more hard to get in, but I really like this option. The third option is called government grants and funds. So funding supplied through state channels usually has a no or lower interest compared to loans supplied by banks. This is one of my favorite options because when I started my fashion business, I got a full support from the Italian government. I got grants from the Italian government and also from the European Fund. That's why I started my business also with a grant and why it works very well. Because even if I was spending lots of money, I had this problem of debt, but I used also funds that had basically no interest. So they were free grants. And if you can check to your local area, your or your government, you can check if there are funds or grants that they can support you. Competition is very high with government grants, but if you make sure to apply, if you are sure to apply very early and present a very clear fashion business plan, this can really work for you. Government grants are really good for you to start. Or maybe to also upgrade your business if you need more money to build a big production for your fashion product business, or maybe to grow your business with your fashion services. So there are many ways. So my suggestion is to check your government grants or your local area, what they can offer to you to support emerging brands or emerging fashion businesses or startups or maybe business that they need more support. As usual, if you have any question, just please write me an email or a comment on my blog post. Wherever you want, you can connect with me. And if you don't know how to write a killer business plan, you can check my guide, Easy Fashion Business Plan in 1 hour. Then you have a fourth option, angel investors. An angel investor is an affluent individual who provides capital for a business startup or for an existing business, usually in exchange for convertible debt or ownership equity. So basically, all the angel investors, they will invest in your business in exchange for equity, convertible debt or ownership equity. So today, many angel investors invest online through crowdfunding or angels networks. You can find angel investors online or you can look for them in your local area. I'm sure you can find many different types of investors, but these people will want to have something in exchange. So make sure that you are comfortable with that. If you are starting a fashion business, maybe it's something that you want to consider, and maybe you are comfortable with that. But maybe instead, if you have already a business that is growing, maybe you are not comfortable to give a part of your business to an angel investor. So make sure to have a clear idea. Clear goals for your business, but this can be an option, angel investors. Then this is the fifth way is to ask for bank loans. When you ask for a bank loan, usually the bank will lend money to you, charging interest on the loan. You should have a very good reputation to show. You should prove that your business idea and your finances are stable. There is a variety of documentation to show to the bank. When you ask for a loan, they will ask you a business plan, your financial statements, and your credit status. Because once the bank analyzes your documentation, the bank will decide if you are a good candidate to apply for a loan. So, It's very important that you have your clear documentation, business plan, financial statements, and your credit status. Because, you know, at this moment in our economy, it's not very easy to ask for a loan. So when you ask, you must show you are a potential candidate for applying for a loan. So you can definitely ask for a bank loan, but make sure you know very well the risk and the interest you must pay back to the bank. So make sure that you have a clear idea about the bank loans. Then we have the sixth step, which is the sixth way. It can be my favorite one, is about crowdfunding. So in fashion, crowdfunding is not a big thing. I mean, not many people are using crowdfunding, but it's actually something new that you should apply to your fashion business. Because what is crowdfunding? It is the best practice of funding a project or a venture by raising money from a large number of people who each contribute a relatively small amount, typically via the internet. Crowdfunding is a form of crowdsourcing and of alternative finance. So you can use it for your fashion business in two ways. You can raise money before producing your fashion products or creating your fashion services, or you can test your designs or services to the market and understand if it works. So crowdfunding, there are many, many platforms of crowdfunding, and there is also, you need to have a very clear strategy to use a crowdfunding, because you need to create a crowdfunding campaign. But if you want to learn more, you can check again my complete guide to crowdfunding for fashion business, and as usual I will put all the links in the show notes, because this is an amazing guide where you have a step-by-step strategy to use to create your crowdfunding campaign. So make sure to check it, and I will put the link in the show notes. So let's recap for today's episode. So how to fund your fashion business? You have six ways. One, the first one is self-financing. Just be careful. Make sure that you have enough money on your side and you are comfortable of financing your fashion business. The second option is about asking funds to your family and friends. Again, make sure you know all the risk and the pros and the cons about asking money to people that you know. If you feel comfortable to take the risk, and they are comfortable to take the risk, because they must know that this money they will borrow you, they will give to you, they can also lose. So make sure you explain to them very well what are your goals, what you must prove them that you are a good person to invest, and then you will pay back them. So make sure that you are very clear with them. Then the third option is about government grants and funds. So try to find what is in your local area and about your government, what they can offer to support you. Then the fourth way is about angel investors. So maybe again in your local area or through online platforms, you can find investors, people that they believe in you, in your project, and that they would like to provide capital for your business startup or for your existing business. But in exchange, they want something, maybe for convertible debt or ownership equity. So make sure that you are clear as well with this point, if this strategy can work for you. Then it's the classic, the bank loans. You can the fifth point is about bank loans. So if you go to your bank, make sure that you provide a variety of documentation to show to the bank, like a business plan, your financial statements, your credit status. And once the bank analyzes all of your documentation, it can take a while, they will decide if you are a good candidate to apply for a loan. So make sure also that you negotiate a good interest on your bank loan. Then you have the sixth way, which is crowdfunding. So crowdfunding is all about asking to other people that they will believe in your project. You will ask them to fund your project. And crowdfunding is a form of crowdsourcing and an alternative finance. So you can use it in two ways. You can raise money before producing your fashion products or creating your fashion service, or you can test your designs or services to the market and understand if it works. Again, if you want to learn more about crowdfunding, just check my ebooks on ebooksforfashion.com, but I will put all the links in the show notes. So if you want to learn more and you are really passionate about starting a fashion business, and if you want to turn your passion for fashion into a business, maybe you would like to sign up for the waitlist of my new online course, Start for Fashion, which is all about how to start the right fashion business. It's made of eight lessons plus three bonuses, and this online course, it will be very soon available. But furthermore, you will have the course, the online course, but you will have my personal assistance to your step-by-step process to start your fashion business. So if you are really serious, just join my wait list. I will put the link in the show notes, because I will be more than happy to help you. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode about how to fund your fashion business. And please feel free to ask me anything if you have any question. Thank you so much, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye for now.